This is the latest controversial comment from Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton.
Somebody once said to me that that the world's biggest collection of Armani jeans and handbags up on Nauru, waiting for waiting for people to collect it when they depart.
He was referring to refugees who've spent years in Australia's offshore detention centres and were on their way from Papua New Guinea to be resettled in the United States. In London to deliver a speech on immigration policy, Mr. Dutton wasn't backing down. While he didn't repeat the suggestion that asylum seekers had arrived wearing luxury fashion brand Armani, he said he didn't regret the comment.
These aren't people who are the most impoverished in the world. These are people who have displaced those that are the most impoverished or those that are facing certain persecution, and they sought to come to our country. We've been very clear about the fact that they will not settle in our country.
Mr. Dutton says they had paid $20,000 to people smugglers.
We support those people, particularly out of Syria, out of conflict zones like Syria and Iraq. We do it almost better than any other nation in the world, and there is an incredible amount for us to be very proud of. But we are not going to allow people who are seeking an economic outcome to subvert the rules, to jump the queue.
Amnesty International described the Armani refugee claim as absurd. Refugee coordinator Dr. Graham Tom accused Mr. Dutton of jeopardising the opportunity for vulnerable and traumatised refugees to be safely resettled in the US.
These are incredibly vulnerable people. They've been suffering on those islands for over 4 years. We've seen extraordinary trauma when we've gone to visit those islands. We've had a young man found hanging from a tree a little over a month ago. To make any comments other than the fact that these people deserve safety is absolutely extraordinary from a minister who really should know better.
Up to 1,250 refugees are expected to be resettled in the US.